answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We just hit them very hard, and I say we hit them 20 to 1. Every time they hit us, we're going to hit them 20. And we did it last night. They did a little something today, but it was really retribution for last night. They hit actually 3 boats, not 2. And when they hit, we hit back much harder. We have many ways we can win, but we've already won militarily. They have very little left, and they want to make a deal so badly. They called a little while ago. They want to make a deal so badly. I just don't know if they're worthy of making a deal. I don't know that they're going to honor the deal. That's the problem.
If they want to make a deal, why do you think they attacked commercial vessels?
Because it's sort of crazy, to be honest with you. It's sort of crazy. They're a little bit out of control, but they want to make a deal. Badly.
That is President Trump talking about, again, the U.S. hitting targets, 90 targets, in Iran last night. And made it very clear to them, we hit you the night before, we'll continue to, because you apparently cannot accept any kind of ceasefire agreement. Because remember, over the weekend, they fired on 3 merchant ships, civilian ships moving through the Strait of Hormuz. And of course, then we pounded some of those installations where those missiles were fired from and drones lifted off. And we did it again. And we hit additional targets. And Iran now is making a bold threat. They like to think it's a bold threat, but it's also a false threat. They're saying, we will make the U.S. pay. They will face grave consequences. And they got masses in the street carrying a sign written in English, making sure you can understand this. And it reads, "Hey, Trump, we will kill you." As if we had any doubt they want to kill Trump. But we continue to hold firm in what we're going to be doing with them, as we should. Oh, and there is another big story that is out today, and that is that Graham Plattner, the Democrat-elected candidate to run against Republican Senator Maine Collins, Plattner now dropping out of the race, and he is lashing out at the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party. You could tell that was coming. But let me tell you how the CNN and other legacy media are treating it. I'm looking at the opening page of CNN right now. It'll change by the time you open it up. But their lead story that right at the top in the center is, Jordan intercepts missiles from Iran and Tehran says, U.S. launched new attack. Well, yeah. That's a lead story, as I put it on here, too. But the Plattner thing they also have on the front page, but kind of pushing to the side, and they point out that Graham Plattner has pulled out of the race and takes aim at Democrats. Listen, the bigger story is the Mideast. But the Plattner story is not to be ignored, not so much because of that man and that race. But what it says about the Democrat Party, they keep pushing and bringing up candidates, unvetted, unqualified, just because they got to do something they think that will beat Trump. And in this case, they chose the very person that they claim Trump is. Racist, homophobic, Nazi lover. Remember, Plattner had Nazi tattoos on it. Oh, I didn't know it was a Nazi tattoo. You're an idiot. And he had served in our U.S. forces in combat. For that, I praise him. I don't know if he got a head shaken by some barrage he was under or what, but the guy is off the rails. And according to several women now, he tried to rape them. These are all accusations only. But he was going to stand up. But now the Democrats have made it clear, even Chuck Schumer saying, you really need to step aside. Bernie Sanders withdrew his support from him yesterday. And with all of that means money that he needs for his campaign. We're going to break it down for you. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. Am I excited? Yes, I am. Every day, we come out of the gate like a bull charging. Can't wait to get everything in front of you. And I've got a lot of material for you to cover and for you to hear coming up. With Larry Connors USA, every day, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 8, right here on Newstalk STL. Remember, you can listen to us from anywhere if you download the Newstalk STL app, absolutely free, on your phone. Listen to us anywhere. And while we're on the air, like right now, we are streaming video. You can tune in and watch my reactions, and I do have a few. How do you do that? You go to Newstalk STL Rumble. Larry Connors USA Rumble. And we got other options as well for you. But with Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave each hour with more knowledge than you have when we began that hour. Coming up in our next hour, sports betting. Good thing, bad thing? Well, there's a shift coming in sports betting that could be major, and it could be a great thing for you if you like to get involved in sports betting, or will it? We'll have the latest on that coming up in the next hour. And later in this hour, the whole idea of getting rid of the green scam. And my guest is basically pushing 9 energy questions that could decide America's future. And relying on green energy is not one of them. That will be coming up. And our story behind the story. When the U.S. Navy shot down a passenger jet. And that actually led to another tragic event years later. That's the story behind the story still to come. But once again, back to Trump dealing with Iran. A New York Times reporter trying to say, well, you were just saying the other day they're going to work with you, they agree, and so forth, they're good. And he wants to know, why are you changing? Listen to this exchange.
...with the New York Times. Last month, you said Iranian leaders were very rational people, nice people to deal with, strong people, smart people. Today, you said they were scum, sick people, and being led by sick people. What changed, and do you think...
I got to know them. So?
Well, I got
I've said
to
that
now.
About a lot. Now, when you say rational... I think they're much more rational than level one, level two. Level one is gone, level two is gone. This is level three. I think they are more rational, but based on their actions over the last week or two, they're not doing a service to the people. And I think more than anything else is I got to know them. And I'm not sure I want to make a deal with them. We can play games, but I'm not sure I want to make a deal. Let's just finish the job.
Finish the job. That's why we hit them again last night. And Vice President Vance said, you can expect more if you continue behaving badly.
Most of all, thanks to the troops, we came into the situation with maximum leverage and maximum strength. Their nuclear program was destroyed. Their conventional military was destroyed. And you've got some people within the Iranian system who are saying, you know what? We want to change our relationship with the United States. We want to turn over a new leaf. And the president said, okay, we will sit down at the table and negotiate and see if the smart people in that system can take over from the crazy people. Well, here's the basic deal that we cut. The basic deal that we cut was, we'll lift our blockade if you stop shooting at ships. But if you shoot at ships, we are going to punch back, and we're going to punch back harder than ever before. That was the deal. They said they would stop shooting at ships. And what happened 24 hours ago? They start shooting at ships again. Now, they were good. They were well-behaved for about a week, but then they start shooting at ships. So the deal is very simple. If they shoot at ships, we're going to knock the hell out of them, and it's that simple, and that's the basic way it's going to work.
Good, good, because we're making it clear. We're not going to play patty cake. Go back to the school ground and find somebody who will, because we will not be doing it. Now, back to the issue of Graham Plattner. Voter-selected nominee. Voter-selected to run against Senator Collins of Maine. And he is now out. All the rape allegations, all the other issues involving him. Plattner making an announcement today and at the same time turning around and striking back at the Democrat Party.
We believe that for the movement to continue, it can't be made And for that reason...
Oh, don't cry. Don't cry. Come on.
We are suspending campaign operations. This is incredibly difficult because I know that some will think it's an admission of guilt, and it most certainly is not. We're not doing it because of the allegations. We're doing it because of the structures that are being taken away from us by those in power. And I also feel an immense amount of responsibility to everyone who has worked so hard to get us to where we are.
Yeah, and where we are now is out. You're out. Pull up a replay. You're still out. I'm looking at a piece on Politico. Inside the tense final hours of Graham Plattner's campaign. And they started by saying Graham Plattner went down fighting. And advisors told him to focus on gratitude. And of course, what he was doing there and speaking to the audience for his YouTube is just short crying because he got pushed out. Senator Cruz of Texas makes a point which I alluded to yesterday, and I was quoting Ari Fleischer, former Republican press secretary for Bush, and he had said the same thing. These Democrats that are out there now, they want anyone they think that can take Trump down. They do not care what kind of qualifications they have, but then once they're made public, they get toxic and they may have to back away. But Senator Cruz says, don't think they're done playing that game.
And I will say it is a sad expose of the Democrat Party because they're going to take him out. Plattner will be gone, which he should have been gone a long, long time ago. He should have been off the ballot. Someone like this should not be in the United States Senate. But they're doing this. The only reason that they turned on him is because his poll numbers dropped and they believed, uh-oh, this guy's going to lose. Let's dump him overboard and find someone else. And by the way, the someone else, if they find another Nazi, communist, oyster farmer, racist, misogynist, sexual predator, if his poll numbers are decent, they'll stick with him.
Yep.
If his poll numbers drop, they'll dump him.
That's it. They're going to stick with somebody even if he meets same qualifications as Plattner, but he looks a little bit better, they're going to put him up in front. Now, there are several things in play here. And one is a timeline that Plattner was facing, and in fact, the Democrat National Committee and the Democrats in Maine. Once again, try not to cry, Graham Plattner.
I think it's really important to understand why this is happening in the timeline, why this is happening right now, much like October when the first attack started, much like the news that was created the week before the primary. There is a reason that this is happening now. I only have until July 13th until I am officially the nominee. This was the last week to try to get me off of the ballot. And that's why this is occurring.
Oh, my God. Somebody have a tissue? Do you have a tissue handy? I need one at this end. He says, I look at the timeline. This is next week. I would be the official nominee, and now they're doing this. And, of course, who's doing it? Well, the very ones that were standing beside him, like, as I mentioned earlier, Senator Bernie Sanders, I'm all for Plattner. I don't think he should continue running. Chuck Schumer, Senate leader, we're for Plattner. And then he calls him, says, I think you need to get out. And there's some interesting scenarios underway, by the way. Who will replace him and how will that take place? Well, I'm looking at a piece, and this is from, make sure I have it right, this is Politico, I believe, which is a left-leaning publication, obviously, talking about how the Maine Democrats will have to try to replace Graham Plattner, and they began by saying the selection of Maine's next Democrat Senate nominee will come down to roughly 600 people, 500 of them who haven't been chosen yet. They're talking about that the party's in charge of nominating someone and how they do it and the time frame they have for it. Well, they have to go through a process. And shortly before he did exit the race, the Maine Democrats approved a tentative plan to build a nominating convention before the July 27th deadline, July 27th, which would include some 600 delegates made up primarily of local party officials from around the state. How are they going to come up with them? How are they going to do it? How will they choose them? Well, we're going to get into all of that in the next hour in more detail for you. But already you've got some candidates rushing forward. The former Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention director, who recently lost the Democrat primary for governor, throwing his hat in, said, elect me now. Again, Plattner says everything around me, they're just crushing me.
Allegations, though, that have brought us to where we are. It's the fact that they are being used by the political establishment.
The Democrats.
To put structural pressure on us.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a political system that is not built for normal people.
You're talking about the Democrat Party here.
It is a system that is built structurally to make sure that movements like ours cannot flourish.
Mm-hmm.
That if they begin to succeed, they can be crushed.
Yes. And again, he's talking about the Democrat Party. Well, as we played for you yesterday, and it's worth reviewing again, Senator Elizabeth Warren says Plattner is the guy.
I am here because Washington needs fighters, and Graham Plattner is the fighter we need.
Not likely.
You bet. I said to myself,
self?
That's my kind of man, because that is a man who not only has the values,
right,
but a man who believes in accountability.
Right.
And we need a little accountability coming out of Washington right now.
Yeah.
We need Graham Plattner to come in and get rid of the corruption in Washington. Time for new laws.
Yeah, there they go again. We just need somebody to take Trump down. And now Warren is also silent on Plattner. Coming up, trying to finally destroy the green scam. My guess, we'll get into that. And the story behind the story, when the U.S. Navy shoots down a civilian jetliner. That's the story behind the story. Before this hour is over, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes. The German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Andersen, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAndersen.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAndersen.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I got me a gal in Pekin. She's a good old gal, okay. Oh, she's sitting there waiting by a window fan on a long hot summer day. For every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, so bold picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Our Energy Secretary, Chris Wright, says we're going to end the new green scam appliance mandates put in place by Biden so the American consumer can buy what they want for their home, not have to adhere to the regulatory green altar God demanded rules by the Biden administration and others. And I've got a guess that says there are several energy questions that we need to decide going forward with America. Ronald Stein is a Pulitzer Prize nominated book, Clean Energy Exploitations, member of the CO2 Coalition, columnist at America Out Loud News. Ron, glad to have you on board, sir.
Glad to be aboard.
Well, let's go over this piece I saw that you put together at the CO2 Coalition. Ron, of course, being an energy literacy expert. But the first thing you point out, and I'm really glad to see you focus here, California, the fourth largest economy in the world, is becoming increasingly dependent on transportation fuels produced from refined oil that should be a national security risk for America, but they've closed two refineries and more are coming. What the hell are they thinking?
I have no idea. End of subject. No, California. California consumes on a daily basis 48 million gallons of transportation fuel. Now we're talking about 11 million gallons of jet fuel for the military airports and the international airports, and 37 million gallons of gasoline and 10 million gallons of diesel for all the trucking that's going on. And that fuel is made in California, because California, we're an energy island. We're separated from the rest of the country by the Sierra Mountains. There's no pipelines over the mountains. So all the fuel consumed in California is made in California. If it's not made here, it's been made somewhere else. And that somewhere else is refineries in foreign countries that are massive polluters. And then they got to ship the transportation fuel over the ocean for 30 to 45 days to get to our ports. And we got three of the busiest ports in America at Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Oakland. And those ports are totally incapable of importing that volume of transportation fuel.
And California has been served notice by some of the major oil and gas corporations, Chevron, Marathon, stating We're considering shutting down additional refineries and leaving the state if you continue this regulatory push to green energy.
Exactly. Yeah, there's six refineries, three owned by Chevron, three owned by Marathon, and three owned by PBF. Each of those presidents sent a letter to Newsom basically saying, you keep this crap up and we're out of here.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Did they use the word crap in there? I wish they had, but did they?
That's a technical term.
Okay. my bad. Go ahead.
But basically, the California Air Resources Board was about to implement new regulatory requirements. So they sent the letter before the Air Resources Board voted. And after they sent the letter, the Air Resources Board confirmed, we want more regulations. Now, you have to understand, the Air Resources Board members are appointed by Newsom. So when Newsom wants something, obviously they approve it. So, yeah, they approve. So the clock is ticking.
Well,
there will be more refineries leaving.
But they have wind and solar all available.
But wind and solar only generate electricity. They make absolutely nothing for society. You know, go into a hospital, go into an airport, go into your office, trying to identify one thing that was made by a wind turbine. Wind turbines don't make anything. They just generate electricity.
And then you get into the issue of crude oil itself. I mean, if you don't have the refineries to process what you bring out of the ground, assuming you're still there to pull it out, and you're not going to be able to refine it, then you can't really use it for transportation and other needs that are there. And everything else, of all the products we look around us, one or more parts of anything you have involves carbon processing of some type, oil, gasoline, coal, whatever, fossil fuels.
Exactly. Yeah, crude oil by itself is useless. It's totally useless. It's black tar. But if you build a multi-billion dollar refinery, and you can beat it and heat it and crack it and do all those crazy things to it, then you get transportation fuels and you get the oil derivatives that makes more than 6,000 products in our daily lives that didn't exist a couple hundred years ago. So if we get rid of oil, we're going to get rid of refineries and we're going to be back to the 1800s.
Now, wait a minute. With all due respect, sir, dispute that. We're listening to Ronald Stein, energy literacy expert, Pulitzer Prize-nominated book, Clean Energy and Exploitations. We still have, of course, the fact that we can use, help me out, I'm trying to think, what can we possibly use? Oh, I know, we can just use energy in some other way for planes, ships, trucks, and cars. But where does the energy originate?
Originates from oil, and it gets refined into usable products.
Yep.
Because... yeah, you take a look at the ships. Take a look at the planes. Are you going to fly an electric plane from L.A. to New York?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm a pilot, and I'm not flying an electric plane. I'll tell you that right now. Go ahead.
Okay. But, yeah, we've had 200 years to replace oil, but not able to do it. And today we have all the economies run on transportation fuels. But the big focus throughout the world has been focusing on electricity. Because wind and solar, talk about wind and solar energy. Wind and solar is not energy. Wind and solar is only electricity. That's the only thing it can make. In fact, if you didn't have crude oil, you wouldn't have wind turbines and solar panels because they're all made with all the products that are made for oil.
Correct. And then, of course, disposing of them becomes another issue.
That's a toxic waste dump that's about to occur, yes. I think currently right now there's probably 500,000 wind turbines throughout the world, and they have a life expectancy of like 20 to 25 years. So the clock is ticking, and it's coming to the time when they're going to start coming down and either have to be replaced, repaired. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of articles written about the toxic waste.
And I want to remind the audience, we're talking specifically about California, but this is a national security issue. There is a Defense Production Act. The president could set forward and move things another direction. Yes, no?
Yes. He could take over and implement it. Well, especially because we have 40 military airports here, and you need the refineries to provide the jet fuel. And if these refineries are going to be closing, that's going to put them at risk of not having fuel to run their planes.
And, of course, a lot of this climate energy worshiping at the green god altar is we're going to make the world cleaner, less emissions, unless you're an elite and you fly your personal jet around, or in some cases maybe a relative's jet, if you want to say that. Kerry, I'm talking to you. You know who I'm talking to. But where do we stand with China and Russia and all of them and their concern about emissions and so forth?
Well, like I say, if they're building refineries in China, and China imports most of their oil. So, yeah, and their refineries are prolific polluters, but California doesn't recognize that they're emitting more than our refineries here. So it's really back-asswards thinking. It's hard to comprehend.
I think you used another technical term there, sir. Back-asswards, is that right?
That's right, another technical term.
Again, what it says, Ronald Stein, his book is Clean Energy Exploitations. And I have no doubt, as it's Pulitzer Prize nominated, you've got a lot of material in there that is worth reading.
Well, yeah, it really talks about all the exotic minerals and metals to build those EV batteries, the lithium and the cobalt, is controlled by China and Africa. They've got no labor laws. They've got no environmental laws. So we're exploiting people who have yellow, brown, and black skin to mine for these metals, and just so we can go green. Personally, I think it's unethical. It's immoral. But our government thinks it's okay. They're providing financial incentives and mandates. They're providing financial encouragement for China and Africa. Continue exploiting your people of yellow, brown, and black skin. Continue the environmental segregation on your land. We in this wealthy country, we're going green.
Right. And dead and quiet at this point, if it continued. Ron, I want to thank you very much for your time. We'll like to schedule in the future date for a more detailed discussion.
Fantastic. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Ronald Stein, energy literacy expert. His book, again, Clean Energy Exploitation. He is a member of the CO2 Coalition and a columnist at America Out Loud News. Check it out. And he named everything that we all know is true, and yet the leadership of the Democrat Party in California and elsewhere, they ignore what's right in front of their face. Their pie in the sky is that everything will go green. And it all ends up dying, in my viewpoint. Coming up, a tragedy. How did it happen? The U.S. Navy shooting down a passenger jet. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team. Built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
July 1988. A U.S. Navy cruiser is battling Iranian gunboats in the Persian Gulf. Suddenly, its radar picks up a mystery aircraft. Is this plane friend or foe? They have 7 minutes to decide. As the aircraft draws ever closer, the pressure mounts. And the captain is faced with a terrible choice. Shoot it down or risk the lives of his own crew.
We are in an emergency.
The story behind the story today, when a U.S. Navy guided missile cruiser, the USS Vincennes, this month in 1988, shot down Iran Air Flight 655 over the Persian Gulf. All 290 passengers and crew aboard that civilian Airbus A300 obviously killed. It was a routine flight from Bandar Abbas to Dubai. And the Navy kept trying to warn the pilot. But did the pilot know the warning was for him? Did they misidentify? What did happen? Now, a lot of what you're going to hear moving forward, first of all, let me make note of the audio you're listening to. Some of it is recreation for a documentary, the May Day Disaster series. But a lot of what you're going to hear sounds like kind of what we're in the midst of here. The Strait of Hormuz was the issue, this time involving Iran and Iraq. Iran trying to keep Iraq from getting its oil out to the sea and to the rest of the world. They wanted to harm Iraq. They were against each other. So we had our Navy in place trying to keep the peace to the extent we could. And our Navy was being attacked at that time by these swift boats used by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard called Boghammers, as they're often referred to in that region. So the Navy ships in the region were often under attack, and the things were beginning to escalate. But let's back up to the beginning of that Iranian airline flight.
It's a routine short-haul flight, but an Iranian passenger jet is heading into mortal danger.
It's opening fire with guns.
It's approaching a war zone in which a U.S. Navy ship is engaged in combat. The crew are on a state of high alert. Anything that draws near is seen as a threat.
Air contact still inbound, increasing speed and descending range 11
United
miles.
United States naval warship.
And closing and descending 1,000.
Now you're in real serious business.
You are standing into danger.
Wait a minute. I could be dead.
Range 13 miles.
The aircraft is not responding to warnings. Iran Air 655 seems oblivious to the danger.
And we were having constant issues in that region anyway. And again, here we're talking about July 1988, July 3rd to be precise. But earlier that year, in April, a USS ship, the Samuel B. Roberts, struck a mine in the Persian Gulf. Again, we were trying to protect routine and agreed to and accepted transportation of oil and other items. But the Iraqi and Iranian gunboats were constantly trying to attack U.S. boats in the region. So all of this was the background that was facing the captain of the Vincennes, William C. Rogers III. And the battle between Iran and Iraq was accelerating.
In 1988, Iran and Iraq have reached a stalemate in a savage eight-year conflict. It's a war of attrition, and both sides' oil exports are a target. The United States has become the chief watchdog of the Persian Gulf. Over 30 U.S. warships protect neutral tankers. Dawn, July the 3rd. After a month on routine patrol, the USS Vincennes is heading towards port in Bahrain. Her crew are due a few days' rest and recuperation. But while his men are looking forward to the July the 4th break, Captain Will Rogers is already up. He's received disturbing reports from US intelligence, warning him to expect trouble from Iranian forces over this holiday weekend.
Yeah.
In the Vincennes Combat Information Center, the watch officer has received an urgent message from another ship in the U.S. fleet that Iranian gunboats are harassing a Pakistani merchant vessel.
Skipper, you better come down. Sounds like the Montgomery's got her nose in a beehive.
I'll be right there.
The frigate USS Elmer Montgomery is north of the Vincennes near the narrow Strait of Hormuz. It's here that Iranian gunboats have been most active in attacking oil tankers as they exit the Persian Gulf.
See, it's exactly the same battleground and playground, as you might want to sometimes call it, that we're experiencing now. Well, this time it was Iran against Iraq. But again, we have our U.S. Navy there trying to keep the peace and protect those that mean no harm. They're just trying to go about their job. Efforts were made repeatedly trying to reach the pilot of the Iranian jet that was simply bound forward under the command of the captain for its flight to Dubai. It was a known air route. It was a known air route that would have taken him directly over the Vincennes, while Vincennes was at that time battling some of these swift gunboats, the Boghammers, trying to attack them. But repeatedly, the Vincennes tried to reach out to the airliner and communicate with them.
United States naval warship in international waters. Request you state your intentions. Over.
But there's no response. For all its state-of-the-art technology, the Vincennes doesn't have a radio tuned to civil air traffic control frequencies.
Unidentified aircraft on course 206 speed.
So the only option left is for the ship to call the mystery aircraft on the civilian international air distress frequency.
East. You are approaching a United States naval warship. Request you remain clear.
But there's still no answer from Flight 655. With the incoming plane closing in on the Vincennes at 8 kilometers every minute, Anderson is now alarmed to discover its IFF signal appears to have changed. The plane is squawking both Mode 3 and Mode 2, 1100. When Anderson consults his code list, he makes a disturbing discovery. The 1100 suggests that this plane could be an Iranian F-14 fighter.
And the problem that probably existed as they later got into the investigation, there was an F-14 ready to take off behind that civilian jetliner because the Iranian military had decided to start putting some of their jets on that civilian airport ground. That was just part of the issue, and then again, trying to communicate to the pilot constantly. He probably heard the calls but didn't think it was intended for him. At least that's some of the speculation. So the radio efforts continued, all leading up to a tragedy, which I'm going to point out to you now. This tragedy is also blamed for yet another tragedy years later. I'll explain as we move forward. So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Inbound air contact, closing and descending 1,000 feet per mile. Range 13 miles.
Captain Rogers' worst fear is that the Vincennes might face the same fate as another ship, the USS Stark. A year earlier, an Iraqi fighter launched two Exocet missiles at it. 37 sailors were killed, and the ship nearly lost. An inquiry blamed the incident on failures in command. The Stark had not defended itself. Its captain was reprimanded and allowed to resign from the Navy.
And this captain did not want, one, to lose his men, nor his ship, nor be dishonorably discharged from the Navy, facing a court-martial, and possibly put in prison because of what he was doing. And again, keep in mind, they had tried repeatedly to reach out to the airliner. And one member of the crew on the Vincennes was checking any airliner that would have been leaving that airport that might have been in the vicinity. But there was a time difference of 30 minutes between the time, and I'm talking about as you look at the clock, the Vincennes was operating off Bahrain time, and the airport was 30 minutes difference in time zone. And then on top of that, the airliner on its originally scheduled liftoff was delayed because a passenger had visa issues. So they got delayed another 30 minutes. So there was nothing on the log of airliners that were scheduled to be crossing anywhere in the area in that time when they're watching this plane come in. And they're, despite their best efforts, they could not identify what it was. The Vincennes had to make that decision.
Iranian aircraft on course 209, speed 353 knots.
As the final warning goes out on the military air distress frequency, Rogers keeps his finger on the hold fire button so he can destroy the missiles if the aircraft finally responds.
Estimate 10 seconds to intercept.
The plane they believed was attacking them has been destroyed. Captain Rogers thinks he has saved his ship from destruction. Nothing could be further from the truth. Far from saving his crew, Rogers has just made a decision that will shock the world.
And within a day, government leaders in Washington were trying to influence news media, the coverage. Admiral Crowell made the initial announcement there'd been a terrible accident, but stressed that Flight 655 was outside the commercial air corridor descending toward the Vincennes. Both of those statements false. Vice President George H.W. Bush assigned to give a speech to help cover the incident, and he stressed the Vincennes was firing in defense and it was under attack. But eventually all that fell apart in a lawsuit in international courts. And the lead investigator, once they had the captain in front of them and the crew members, had this position.
Altitude declining.
Is it possible that somebody, although the data showed perhaps that it was going up, would say it's going down, descending?
Fogarty sends a medical team, including a psychiatrist, to the Vincennes. They report that a condition called scenario fulfillment could have played a part in the tragedy.
Range 13 miles.
And as it turns out, where you believe something so badly is going to happen, that whether the data shows you it's not the case, you believe it's happening. When I looked at the timeline that he had to make a decision and the information he was given upon which to make that decision, it was my feeling, to this day I still feel the same way, that he made the right decision with the main thing in his mind, I don't want my ship to get hit.
So the commander of the investigation decided the time frame and what was underway, they would understand why the captain made that decision. The captain was allowed to retire in 1991. Several members of the Vincennes were decorated for actions under fire. Now, all of this would lead to another tragedy. Do you remember Pan Am Flight 103 blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland? That happened in the same year, December 88, following this event of July 1988, and it was meant to be a retaliation. That will be a story for another day. The story behind the story tomorrow, the Rolling Stones hit St. Louis. We still have another hour to come.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge. A wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for a Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And, of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And, again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.